Good morning once again. The Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1250 at 101.7. Craig Montin with you here as always, discussing events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy. Always a fun time in the Community Corner. And we're being joined today by phone. Going to be a live interview on the phone today with Susan Keel today. And good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, Craig. And actually, I've got my sister, Steph Jarvis, here as well.
Oh, so we got both of you with us today. All right. Well, hello. Hello, Steph, for you as well.
Two for the price of one.
There we go. So how are we doing this morning, ladies?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great.
And of course,
as well as we can. That's
it. And so, of course, we're discussing the Texas Ranger Day coming up this weekend, and you guys are kind of saying that you guys are kind of in a holding pattern right now because things possibly could change with this event.
Correct. Yes. So we are kind of just monitoring, advice from the community and the health officials, and kind of see how we're going to move forward from here.
Okay, so we're just kind of, you guys let us know, of course, in plenty of time.
So we'll be making a decision for sure by tomorrow, and we will do everything we can to get it out on our website, on Facebook, social media, let y'all know at the radio station to help us spread the word. So everybody will definitely know by tomorrow, but our plans are, if we can't have it this Saturday, to look at potential dates in May.
Okay, and of course, that's all going to be decided on a little bit later, so we'll just kind of keep that in our minds. If things do go on for this Saturday, if they do happen to go on this Saturday, let's talk about when everything would be if it happens this Saturday.
Okay, so if everything was a go, we would start first in the morning with our cook-off teams checking in. They do that at 9 a.m. As of noon, that's when everything else kind of gets started, like our kids area opens up. We typically have some folk life demonstrators there with us and some vendors. At noon, the cook-off teams turn in their food for judging, which is fajita and beans, and they're always really, really good. So we really look forward to eating all of their stuff. Around noon, we would also do a flag raising where we would recognize the current and former Texas Rangers and just honor them, because, again, that's another big, the reason that we do the event is honoring, Rangers past and present. At 1, the food would be served. We were expecting to have our good friends, Country Chick DJ and special guest Robert Zintek there to play with us, as well as our judge that's been with us the past 10 years, basically, where we have our Ranger Day court and have a little bit of fun with people serving warrants, and all that money goes to Heritage Society and our projects that we're doing. We were super excited as well. We were going to have a little bit more focus on our specific ranger. That is the reason we have Ranger Day here, and that is, or was, Leander McNelly, who was a local ranger who lived in Burton, died at a very young age, but had an amazing career in that time frame, and is buried out at Mount Zion Cemetery. We were also going to have a little Miss and Mr. Ranger contest where kiddos dress in their best Western attire, and then we have judges, and we award one Miss and one Mr. We were also going to have some reenactments and some live action going on, and that was going to happen, hourly between 1 and 4.
The two groups that we have are really great. The Legends of Texas Rangers has an extensive historical display of weapons throughout Texas Ranger history from 1840s up to, I think, the 1950s. And then we also have a group from the Hill Country area, the Old West Rangers, and they help us with the live action So that's a lot of fun. That's something we've missed for a few years, so we're excited to bring that back.
Okay. And then, of course, if we guys do push this back, all these things will still happen in May.
Correct? Of course, yes. Absolutely. So, yes, and our itinerary is going to stay the same. We try to post that on Facebook and on our webpage as well. The only other thing, too, really to mention, we do have a great silent auction with lots of wonderful items donated by area businesses, so that'll go on as well. And then everything kind of wraps up fairly early. It's a great family day, everything. We announced the winners of the cook-off about 5 o'clock, and then we just wrap it up. So it's a noon to 5 event.
Okay. And is there a cost associated with getting into the festival?
No. So the event's totally free. Everybody can come walk through the depot, watch the reenactments, no charge. The only thing you will pay for is the food, but it's all you can eat, beef, chicken fajitas and beans, adult tickets, $10, kids, 5 to 10 is $5, and under 5 are free. Mm-hmm. So pretty good value for lots of good food.
There you go. And, of course, you're mentioning about the silent auction puts money into the Burton Heritage Society. Let's talk about that. What is the Burton Heritage Society? What do you guys do?
So the Burton Heritage Society is a group that formed back in 1973. And the original purpose behind forming it was really to work to preserve Mount Zion Cemetery, which is located about 2 miles outside of Burton. And that was, you know, one of the original intents, as well as preserving other historical structures around Burton and preserving the history. And so we've been going since 1973. We have two buildings that we maintain. We maintain the Burton Railroad Depot, which is where Ranger Day would happen. And then that's an 1898 depot. And we also maintain Mount Zion Historical Chapel, which is located out at Mount Zion Cemetery. That building is, and restoring it is specifically what all of the funds from Ranger Day will go to. It is a 1917 church structure that housed the Burton Baptist Church. And at this point in time, it is our oldest church structure left in the community. We are actively restoring it. We've put a new roof on it. We've reframed the bell tower. And then the next steps would include upgrading the electrical, replacing all of the exterior siding,
the
windows, and just getting the structure preserved so that it's there for another 100 years. And we could use it for community gatherings, history. People could rent it for parties, weddings. So another really great place for our community, but yet preserving that mm-hmm. strong history out there.
All right. And if people have questions about the Heritage Society and what is it that you guys are doing, is there a website that you guys can go to see those?
Yes, absolutely. They can just go to our website, burtonheritagesociety.org, and our Heritage Society phone number, 979-803-0393. And they can also find us on Facebook. We try to post things regularly on there as well.
Okay. And can people come help become members of the society in some way?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
We meet once a month, and we love new members.
Well, so. And March is actually our membership month because that was the month that the society was formed back in 1973. So we are in the midst of a membership drive as well. We do have that. Yes. Family can join. Or a couple for $30 a year, and the individual membership is $15 a year. So very reasonable. We do have the membership app on our website. So if folks want to,
they can join by PayPal if they'd like on our website.
All right. And of course, if you have questions or say somebody just wants to, you know, you guys are doing this rebuilding of the church, they just want to kind of donate to you, can they just go through that as well through the website?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, and we also have a GoFundMe page, too.
We do have a GoFundMe page.
Just set that up. So that's all linked in on our website. So would love to have new members and would love to have people help us preserve this local history.
There
the cemetery is amazing. There's some really old graves out there. I think one of the earliest is from 1840s, but we cannot read the last portion of the number to know what year in 1840s. But then they start 1850s, 1860s. So it's got some of our oldest graves.
Okay, and people just go visit that and kind of see there around the church there.
It's a beautiful setting. Lots of the old graves. And also want to mention again, come back around to Leander McNelly. He has a gorgeous monument that was actually donated by the King Ranch that's in his little burial plot. And it's very elaborate. They were very happy for the work that he and the Rangers did down on the King Ranch, and that's something we'd be happy to talk with people about if they come out to Texas Ranger Day.
There you go. And, of course, Texas Ranger Day, we mentioned, set for this Saturday, but right now we're going to see, possibly could be at some time in May, but, of course, we'll let you know what happens with that here in the next couple of days.
All right. We will keep everybody posted. And thanks again, Craig, for helping us get the word out.
Not a problem. And again, for people who just want information just in general about either Texas Ranger Day or just the society itself, where do they go to find that information?
They're going to go to our website, burtonheritagesociety.org, or they're going to give us a call and leave us a message on the phone number 979-803-0393. Or they can find us on our Facebook page for Burton Heritage Society.
All right, ladies, Susan Tillo, Steph Jenkins, Steph Jarvis, thanks for talking with us today. And hopefully you have some fun. Hopefully this Saturday for Texas Ranger Day.
Yes, hopefully. to be determined.
there we go. Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. The Texas Ranger Day coming up this weekend, this Saturday, maybe. Maybe at this point we're going to see. Of course, they're going to see what the county has to say, and possibly May. But, of course, whatever is decided about Texas Ranger Day, we're going to know here on KWHI, and we'll let you know about that as well as soon as that is determined. But, again, Texas Ranger Day, fajita, beans, cook-off, all you can eat. Plus, lots of Ranger fun for the whole family. So there we go. It's coming up, the Texas Ranger Day in Burton at the Railroad Depot. We'll do this all again next Tuesday. Another event happening around the area for us to discuss and talk about here on KWHI, the Community Corner. If you want to be on, give us a call, 979-836-3655, or email promotions@ktex.com. Talk to Holly Ryder. She'll get you booked on the Community Corner a couple of weeks out, a month out, the best to get you on and get these things scheduled on the Community Corner right here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7.